Since the 1800s, Venezuela and neighboring Guyana have bickered over where the border between the two countries should lie. The dispute has intensified in the wake of huge offshore oil strikes in Guyana. Now, as John Otis reports, Venezuela has launched a campaign to reclaim more than half of the territory.
Venezuela is holding a referendum today over the future of a disputed region inside Guyana known as Essequibo. To get out the vote, state TV has broadcast a steady stream of upbeat spots. In this one, a Venezuelan singer insists that Essequibo is ours. A jungle region nearly the size of Florida, Essequibo makes up the western two-thirds of Guyana, a former British colony. In a radio interview, Guyana's Prime Minister, Mark Phillips, noted that the border dispute was resolved in Guyana's favor by an international tribunal in Paris in 1899.
As far as Guyana is concerned, we have a border that is settled between Guyana and Venezuela.
However, Venezuela insists that the judges in the Paris decision had been bought off. The dispute is now before the UN's International Court of Justice, though Venezuela refuses to recognize the court's jurisdiction.
The stakes are high. We're talking about one of the most resource-rich areas on the planet.
That's Jeff Ramsey, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, a Washington think tank. He says Venezuela covets Essequibo's timber, diamonds, and minerals. What's more, in 2015, ExxonMobil discovered huge oil deposits just off the Atlantic coast of Essequibo.
Y Venezuela jamás reconocerá esos bloques ni esas licencias. Jamás!
In a TV appearance, Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's authoritarian leader, warned Guyana not to develop oil in the disputed territory and demanded respect for Venezuela's sovereignty. His regime also organized today's referendum, in which Venezuelans will vote on five issues concerning Essequibo. The most audacious proposes annexing Essequibo and issuing Venezuelan identity cards to its residents. In a speech, Guyana's vice president, Barret Jagdeo, mocked the idea.
They don't want your ID cards. We are happy to be Guyanese. We're happy to live in our own country.
Although armed conflict seems unlikely, Guyana has launched a propaganda offensive with songs about defending its territory.
No, we ain't giving up no mountain. No, we ain't giving up no tree. We ain't giving up no river that belongs to me.
Ramsey of the Atlantic Council says that in ramping up the conflict with Guyana, Maduro's true aim is to stoke nationalist sentiment.
What we're seeing is sort of a classic maneuver from the dictator's playbook.
After smothering Venezuela's democracy and overseeing an economic meltdown, Maduro is deeply unpopular. But Ramsey says his push to take back Essequibo could help Maduro drum up support for his campaign to win next year's presidential election. Indeed, Venezuela's claim to the Essequibo region is one of the few things most people agree on in the deeply polarized country.
El Essequibo es nuestro. Yo desde que yo nací. Me hablan en el colegio.
Elvis Paez, a retired engineer who is voting in today's referendum, says he was taught in school that Essequibo belongs to Venezuela.
Apoyo este referéndum no más el gobierno.
But he adds, I support this referendum, not the Venezuelan government. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.